Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 30th, the last day of the month. Obviously, a report here day here today, but overnight we had December corn up 4.25 cents at 673.75. December wheat up 11.25 cents at 907.5, and November beans up 6.5 cents at 14.17 1/4. We were a little bit stronger because the dollar at one point was down about 60 ticks, and the crude oil was up just a little bit on the day. At one point overnight, I guess we were up about 30 cents or so. We're now down 93 cents in the crude oil. The dollar's rallied back. It's up 37 cents. Looks like the Dow Jones, after being about 250 higher, is now 72 lower. So that may weigh on the grains here early, but then we have the report at 11 o'clock. Now, there's a rumor floating around that former President Trump, is going to try to carve out a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. It would be an absolute feather in his hat if he's able to do that. Maybe Putin wants out. This way, if Trump does something, he can get out of Ukraine peacefully, and that'll be a big boost to Trump. But, you know, it's just a rumor. Will the U.S. get involved with this kind of thing? I don't know. We're looking for numbers that are just, you know, they're not that significant on the grains. I think the one to watch is the soybean number. They're looking for a 247 million. It's down 10 million from last year. The corn up 262, the wheat up 21, wheat production up 1.4 million bushels. So could be a touch bearish out there, but this is a report that brings a lot of surprises. Have we been feeding a lot of grain? We'll have to see. So it can do anything it wants here today. The outside markets won't be enough to stop it. But, you know, who knows where the outside markets will be at 11 o'clock. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. Oh, by the way, the weather in Brazil remains great. We're still dry out west. The hurricane, which did unbelievable damage to Florida, doesn't look like it had too much impact on the crops up north in Georgia and Alabama and North Carolina. But the storm's going to hit North Carolina today. It'll certainly slow any harvest activity and could certainly do some damage to crops. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. The other thing is, are we hurting demand with this hurricane? When you put all these people out in Florida with nothing to eat and no place to go, I think it's going to be very tough for that section of the country to come back anytime soon. So that may be something on traders' minds as well. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.